Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Your celebrity tea, darling? Mm-hmm. Well, sit back and relax and get ready to sip, honey. Okay, before we begin, we gotta say what's up to our LA crew. What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Well, later, Oprah talks about five moments that changed her life, and did Drake's dad lie about the relationship that has him all in his feelings? But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, Chance the Rapper and the Late Late Show host James Corden had a lot to catch up on during their drive around Los Angeles. Now, the rapper joined James in the latest episode of Carpool Karaoke, and in between performing some of his best tracks, Chance also dished on his relationship with Kanye West. Check it out.
Ooh. Kanye's definitely the kind of dude that'll be like, you'll meet up with him to do one thing, and then he'll be like, oh, I gotta go to Milan right now. Let's get on this jet. And you gotta make a decision right there. Like, am I about to follow Kanye to Milan, or am I gonna go on this date that I have planned?
Yeah.
And you really,
and
like, have
conflicted.
A whole spiritual battle for a second. Like, what's more important?
Now, that sounds very Kanye.
Yeah, it does.
I can totally see that play out. Like, have you ever been in a jam with somebody who's like, yo, let's go someplace ridiculous right now?
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, that's happened a couple times, but not to Milan.
I don't think Chance talked about it like that, where I think it was just more like Kanye forgot that he was supposed to be in Milan. Like,
right.
Oh, my God. I'm supposed to be in Milan right now. You want to go?
That part.
Like, that's more me, where it's like, oh, my God, I'm at the bar. And I got to be at my kid's parent-teacher conference. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, and then you just go, drunk.
Yeah, but that's the battle right there.
But to be able to say, yes, let's just go. Let's just drop everything and be able to do that. That happened to me one time. This is like the white version of what happened to Chance and Kanye, where I was changing the tire of a woman on the side of the highway, and my buddies saw me, and they stopped and said, hey, man, we're going to Indianapolis to see Steve Miller. You want to go? I'm like, sure.
Did you at least finish changing a tire?
Okay.
I did finish changing a tire.
Okay, good.
The woman there.
Hashtag rich people problems.
Okay.
Also rich people problems.
Because on Sunday, I got to be at Dish. That's where I will be.
Yo, for real.
Yep.
So, Heidi, if Oprah picks up the phone and says, yo, I need you to pull up on me right now, we're going to Botswana, Africa.
Are you going or not?
Heidi!
I'm going. Like,
she's already gone just on the question.
She left.
She's out of the room right now.
Well, it seems that every single celebrity was speaking up for Felicity Huffman before her sentencing involving the college admissions scandal, including her Desperate Housewives co-star Eva Longoria. They were all siding with her. But Ricardo Chavira, who played Eva Longoria's husband on Desperate Housewives, he did not get that memo. He did not just automatically side with her because he's blasting the actress on Twitter, calling her 2-week prison sentence white privilege.
Facts.
I mean,
he must have hated her.
Shut you free.
See, this is when you have somebody you work with who you already didn't like, and you didn't have a way to show your hate.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're kind of right.
In trouble.
Yeah, you're kind of right, Portia. He tweeted white privilege, and I saw 8 years worth of it.
Oh,
I know what I'm talking about. Accountability and responsibility don't mean to these people.
Oh, come
these
on.
People.
Oh,
and
he
added,
he added, but it's not about race. Tired of stupid people and their stupid arguments. If you haven't lived it, you really have no say. Stay in your lane.
No, it's not about race.
So
though,
in the same sentence, he said white privilege. And then at the end, it's not about race, though.
But you just said it's white privilege.
Yeah, he just said it.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm getting sick and tired of this white bashing. This is ridiculous.
Sucks, right, Frank?
I mean, obviously, there are injustices in the system. And I agree that there is some white privilege in that case. But in this particular case with Felicity Huffman, I mean, if it was Tyler Perry's kids and Tyler Tyler Perry gets 2 weeks in a Club Med
That's
prison.
Celebrity.
Everybody's gonna go, oh, Tyler Perry's getting 2 weeks. They send the black man to prison for this.
It's like, never
first of all, I don't think
a white woman. It's like white privilege.
Nice hold on. He's calling it white privilege because there is a black woman who is serving 8 years in jail for simply using another address for her children to go to school. Not even that she paid money to get her kids in school.
Right.
She simply used another address to get her kids to go to a better school and they sent her school for 8 years.
Part.
So, yeah, this is white privilege.
That
well,
part.
In that case, sorry.
Yeah.
They can't beat it, Frank.
Yeah, right.
Oprah's calling.
you gotta go to Oprah? Okay.
Well, moving on, let's move along really quickly.
All right.
Sad to say, our new leading man, Peter Weber, he suffered a serious injury on Monday while filming the latest The Bachelor in Costa Rica. Yeah, I guess they had been rushed to the hospital to undergo emergency surgery because he split his head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, split it right open during a game of golf.
What happened? The club hit him up?
Well, according to a source, he went to step on the cart but fell and split his face open on two cocktail glasses he was carrying. And had to get 22 stitches.
God.
I mean, how many cocktails did he have before he went and got two more from the cart girl?
Yeah, he was late.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor, said in a statement, Peter is 100% okay and production is already back underway. He's still the dashing, handsome pilot we've all dreamed of. But obviously, if it's emergency surgery, he got stitches in his face.
Okay.
Does that make him more desirable?
Should they switch him out?
I was hoping he would have to do the whole season in a little Phantom of the Opera mask.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
That'd be good. We already know what he looks like, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but like you don't know how bad the disfigurement is. And if you really love him, you're going to wait to see how he looks at the end of the season when he removes the mask.
Wow.
Are guys sexier with scars or burn marks?
I think some scars are sexy.
I have a C-section scar.
Do you? Oh, Frank has a C-section scar, y'all. Let's see it.
You guys want to see my hysterectomy scar?
Hashtag.
Put a jumpsuit on. It's a little tough to get to.
It's some good stuff below that C-section scar.
What?
All right, y'all, my girl Lil' Kim has no time for Peter. Yesterday, while making a press stop in New York City, the iconic rapper was harassed for her love of fur by members of the organization, and Lil' Kim didn't hesitate to let them know she's still from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Get electrocuted! Vaginally electrocuted! Lil' Kim, stop wearing fur!
Lil' Kim was about to go in there and start boxing, y'all.
Yeah. Lil' Kim was about to wear her.
Okay, yeah, we were trying to find out how many licks did it take to get to the lady. Some people need to listen to her old music and understand you don't want to rumble with the beat.
And why are you still running up? Like, you can say what you got to say from a distance. She can still hear you. You are very loud.
She was too aggressive to me.
Now I'm going to have to exercise my stand your ground law.
Way too aggressive.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you own any furs? You guys with this fur stuff?
I'm not. I got.
So they can be standing outside the Dish Nation.
Okay. All I wear is TMZ.
Let me tell you what I wear. Fur, okay?
You are fur. Okay, good. Full
now,
fur.
I do have the apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
No,
I don't.
Heidi, go away.
Get it out.
Gary, tell us about your 15 floor length
magic. No, I use my pubic hair and wear it.
You had a whole gray.
Honestly,
it was gray. I thought that was exclusive.
That two-tone.
Yes, his pubic are gray.
I better get with it.
Salt pepper.
Yes, I better get with it.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Heidi, your best friend in your head, Oprah, reveals the 5 moments that changed her life. Mm. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, okay.
Now, we all know that Oprah Winfrey is the queen of positivity, and she's changed a whole lot of lives. Well, in the latest issue of People magazine, which is on stands Friday, she shares the five moments that changed her life. Y'all want to hear what they are?
Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah. All right, now, first out the gate, she said, was moving from Milwaukee to Nashville as a young teen. Now, after living with her mom in her early years, she was sent to go live with her dad.
Yeah, she talked about that a lot, honey. Mm.
Now, next, she said she found the boss that was willing to take a risk on her. Now, she had been on the news in Baltimore for about 7 years when she got a job hosting a local talk show in Chicago. And that's when the fire really started to build.
That's big. You have to find a job. Well, your biggest opportunity may be in something that you haven't always done.
Right.
Like me, when I started here, I had never done, you know, radio. I've never done television in this format.
Right.
And Ricky took a chance on me.
Right.
Dish and Ricky allowed me to learn on the job.
Now you're a full-blown journalist.
Now I'm a journalist.
That's what's up.
Now here's a big one. She decided not to marry Stedman Graham or have children. She says if they would have gotten married, they would have been divorced by now.
So the key is to not get married. Is this what Oprah, who's as second to God, is saying?
Yeah. Well, she showed us an example, and they still thrive.
This is true.
They're like the more black, laid-back Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let it rock.
Let it rock.
Now, also swearing off sensationalist TV in 1989. Now, this came after one episode with KKK members and another where a cheating husband told his wife that he had gotten his girlfriend pregnant.
Wait, what did you say happened?
Like, she didn't want to do, like, you know, like that Jerry Springer style of daytime talk.
Right.
She wanted to do empowering things to help people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I remember when she did that, because I used to watch the show every day.
Right.
I remember her saying that she wasn't going to do that ever again, you know, have all that fighting and all that. Because I thought, oh, Lord, it ain't going to work, but it worked.
And she let it go, and guess who came in there? Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake. Sally Jesse Raphael.
That's right. If it ain't for you, it could be for somebody else.
And they gone.
And she went on to her blessing.
Yeah.
And the final thing was ending her talk show after 25 years to launch OWN.
That had to be hard, though.
It's a major crossroads.
A leap out on faith. I know she has her own network and stuff, but her show was doing amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she walked away at the peak of it. We was like, what you mean you leaving?
We thought she was retiring to do less work. She retired
more.
To work harder.
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah.
So just think back for a second. Is there one moment in your life that changed your life?
Hell yeah, 1992. Went on stage at the Erie Crown Theater and took the mic, and Ed Lover was hosting, and it was a Criss Cross concert, and they said, can anybody rap to win $50? The crowd went crazy, and I kept in touch with Criss Cross. Later met Jermaine Dupri, and the rest is history. Herstory.
Oh. Damn.
My life's the same.
You was a damn lie.
There's been no changes from the furniture store to now. Nothing's changed.
The Ludacris video.
I'm still waiting on my check. Week to week.
Searching for coin. The Portia Williams
That's
story.
That's right. The change is coming. I believe it.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Okay, with the holidays coming up, you might be dreaming of a white Christmas. But white teeth no longer have to be a dream. You can make them a reality because the Pro Noir LED teeth whitening system with bonus whitening pen allows you to whiten your teeth at home with spectacular results.
And you just know, honey, I like white teeth, baby. And tell me more, Brad.
Well, Gary, the kit includes 4 gel syringes, 2 mouth trays, mini LED lamp, and bonus touch-up whitening pen. The water-based gel hydrates your teeth while whitening, and it prevents discomfort during treatments. And the mini LED light activates the gel to accelerate the whitening process.
Okay, girl, now I know teeth whitening can be expensive. How much is it, Brad?
Well, Portia, I'm so glad you asked, because the Pro Noir LED teeth whitening system with bonus whitening pen has been seen as high as $200.
Oh,
what? But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $29, y'all.
Woo!
Yes. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, all right, baby, honey. Up next, somebody's in trouble, honey, for wearing a headband. Is it Brad?
It better
find out after the break. Well, girl, we can't be winning on wearing headbands, honey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
I say, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
We're about to take y'all to church real quick. Mm-hmm. And this is a prime example, Lord, of what the devil meant to be evil. God will turn it all around. Yes, he will.
Turn it around.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Oh, amen.
Can the congregation say amen?
Hallelujah.
All right, let me get into this.
Glory.
Gary, well, y'all, New Orleans Saints linebacker DeMario Davis was recently fined $7,000 by the NFL for wearing a Man of God headband on the football field because it was considered a form of uniform violation. And, of course, fans everywhere were livid. But DeMario appealed the fine and won. But it get better, y'all. The NFL player started selling the headbands for charity and raised over $30,000.
Wow.
He posted a pic of fans rocking the Man of God headbands with the caption, "We've raised $30,000 from headbands, and I won my appeal. Always glory above, so I'm donating that original $7,017 to St. Dominic's Hospital still. Y'all helped me turn a $7,000 negative into a $40,000 positive and got this school to support. Let's go. Hashtag Man of God."
Y'all think it's right that he was fine, though?
No, I think it's the same league
that got mad when people were kneeling during the national anthem where they say One Nation Under God. So, like, you know, pick where you want your God to be at. Like, who you want to represent.
Exactly. Right. And also, if I am correct, when you play football, you have a helmet on. Mm-hmm. So this bandana was underneath the helmet. It's not even like it was something that you would see.
Right. Who was the team? What was the team?
The Saints, New Orleans Saints.
That's not very godly. They Saints, and he had some Man of God on.
That's just the name of the team, Gary. That don't mean they Christian.
But you would think they would get it, being the Saints.
Yeah, being the Saints, because they come marching in New Orleans.
Yeah, you know,
not when the Saints come marching in.
Y'all, well, leaving church and back to being heathen, y'all.
Uh-uh.
Who here likes a little bubbly here and there?
She do.
I do.
Well, Sir Richard Branson's new adults only cruise ship, Virgin Voyages.
Mm. Ooh.
Y'all remember the airline?
Yeah.
Yes. It was so luxurious.
Yes, it was, darling.
Yeah, it's going to be lit. And all you got to do is shake it up, honey.
What you mean, shake it up?
Shake what your mama gave you.
Oh, I got to go twerk.
Oh, well, that's if you bought your cell phone.
Oh.
So here's the thing. Virgin Voyage just announced its exclusive on-demand champagne delivery service, Brad.
Okay.
So apparently all you have to do is shake your cell phone.
Girl.
Well, you have the app, right? You shake your cell phone, and they deliver the drink to you.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how do they know it's you?
Because you've already registered in the app.
Oh.
So as soon as you shake your phone, hello, I have your drink.
But question, what happens if you get to shaking it too much?
Well, if you get to shaking it too much, there is a stop button.
Okay.
And you have to actually confirm the order.
Okay, that's good.
And then if you drunk and confirm the order, then your ass gonna drunk and pay.
Okay. Right.
Brad and Portia, and I guess here, Craig, too, it's be kind of offensive to y'all because you can't tip.
Oh, like, trust me, the gratuity is already
included.
Oh, yeah.
You get the tip of my thumb. Beat it.
Okay.
Beat my drink.
Well, all right then, honey. Coming up, pouring drinks. His father is out in these streets, bitch, talking reckless, honey.
Ooh.
And we'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you listen to Drake's music, you would probably think him and his father, Dennis Graham, were pretty estranged, right? Well, Dennis sat down with the Nick Cannon Morning Show, and this is what he had to say about that.
I have always been with Drake.
Mm.
I talk to him, if not every day, every other day.
Wow.
I said, Drake, why are you saying all of this different stuff about me, man? Like, he goes, Dad, it sells records. So, okay, well, cool.
I just don't think Drake's lying about that.
You know he's not lying.
No, girl. I just
his
don't.
Damn daddy, I'm trying to floss. We didn't even know who his daddy was, honey, until Drake talked about it.
Now, Drake wasn't too happy with his dad, Dennis, for speaking out about it, so he made a post and he said, woke up today so hurt, man. My father would say anything to anyone that's willing to listen to him.
Oh,
every
no.
bar I ever spit was the truth, and the truth is hard for some people to accept.
Exactly, and at the end of the day, we all know that rappers like to have their street cred, like to have a story, and you can't be out here debunking his
story.
Like
you story. Saw if your father was
yeah,
in your life.
Yeah, you gonna say,
what,
like,
your dad was there for you?
Right.
Get out of here.
Right. And you lied about it?
Just because you called every day don't mean you was there.
Right.
Right.
Guess who I know who was in his life?
Who?
His mama.
Well, of course. So where was he?
At that pimping with that big mustache.
But who got the better mustache? Him or Matthew Knowles?
Oh, he got it by far.
Look like the man from Cheetos.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.